God has raised up His church to be filled with all knowledge and wisdom and to operate in heaven's way of being and doing right. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland from their prayer cabin in Arkansas today on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Wednesday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast is on the air. Glory to God. I like what one fellow said. It starts right now.
Right now.
Amen.
Right.
Father, we thank You for this broadcast today, and we give You praise and honor,
thank you, sir.
We open our hearts and ears and eyes to hear, to see, and to know more about Jesus.
Yes,
and we thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let's go right back here in our Bible lesson today, back to the 8th chapter of Luke's Gospel. Now, Gloria, remember we were talking about Pop on Monday, and Pop was such a dear
man.
Oh, he was so precious. And just a very humble man and just godly man. But you couldn't give him anything. Now, he was brought up like that. Somehow, in his mind, there was something out of line
there. Well, I don't think that was unusual in his generation.
No, and that's what I'm saying. See, it was in his mind, mm-hmm. and people just thought like
poverty,
that.
Poverty thinking, really.
Well, and too, it was humility. And it really wasn't. It comes from religion. There are people that think that way about God. God, I'm going to ask You for this one thing. If You do this for me, I'll never have to ask You for another thing again. As if that's being humble before God, and it's just being, it's being, having no knowledge, being kingdom of God illiterate. You don't have any idea how it works. It sounds right. But the scripture even deals with that.
It's a religious idea.
There is, it's a religious idea. It sounds
poverty
right.
Poverty is a religious idea.
Now, there is a way that seems right
to
a man.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it.
But the end thereof, the ways of death, it comes out
of the curse.
The curse.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even though it sounds right, looks right, it's not right. Now, that's the reason Jesus put it like this. In fact, let's go back there and read that again.
Well, even in our lifetime, prosperity message was hardly heard in the church. I mean, it was...
And that's the reason why. There was a religious idea that it'll ruin you. It'll mess you up. Well, the scripture does say it ruins the fool.
Right.
But you've heard people say things like this. Well, God sure must have loved poor folks. He made so many of them. He never made a poor man in all of his existence. No.
We
the
were
scripture
poor
says,
one time, but he didn't make
he
it
He didn't
that
do
way.
It.
We were just ignorant.
Gloria, this may
we
come...
We were ignorant. We were ignorant.
Ignorant. That's your... Yeah.
That's I mean, the word that, of God.
You've seen large and extra large. There's ignorant and then there's ignorant.
Yeah, that's right.
This may come as a shock. God has never sent any man to hell. Never. No, wasn't His choice. He didn't create hell for men.
No.
He created hell for the devil and his angels. Now, He has sent angels to hell.
Chained them up.
But men... God had made a way for every human being to not go to hell. But men have not made that choice. They've scoffed it. They've put it away. They've laughed
they
at it and
no
put
interest.
It down. Show no interest.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go to hell for lying, same as you can for stealing. Ain't nobody going to hell for stealing.
Or lying.
Jesus took all of that.
Yes, He did.
He answered all of that. The only sin that'll send any human being to hell is the refusal to receive Jesus Christ of Nazareth as Lord and
because
Savior.
Because He is the only answer.
He is the answer to that.
That's right.
Now,
Buddha can't help you.
I wanted to point that out about Pop because, for instance, I gave him a new watch for Christmas one time. I saw that watch. It wasn't an expensive watch. It is very nice looking watch. And I like watches, and I enjoy giving watches. That's just part of something I enjoy. Well, I gave Pop a watch for Christmas. And several months later, I came in there, and he still had, bless his heart, he still had on the same old Timex, and he had a safe, I mean, a paper clip stuck through the band here. The whole, he didn't have a penny, had a paper clip stuck through there and had it bent back over the end of it to hold the band together. That old Timex looked like it had been run over by a truck two or three times. You remember those old Timex commercials? Take a licking and keep on ticking. Yeah. Well, Pop was good proof of that. And so that watch I gave him, which only cost about $50.
I bet it didn't have a scratch on it.
It was sitting on his chest there in the dining room where he put his change and his and stuff there before he would go to bed at night. And that watch was sitting in there. I said, and he had on that other one. I said, Pop, you don't care for that watch? I'll get you one you like if you want to. Oh, no. Oh, Kenneth, no. He said, that's a wonderful watch. I said, why don't you wear it? Oh, that's too good for me to wear. Now, and of course, he's my elder. I didn't
take off to correct him
over that. But, and if that's the way he wanted to do it, that's fine. But look what it cost him. Mm-hmm. Now, that's what happens when you don't know how the kingdom works.
That's right.
You let the devil cost you.
Steal from you.
What you would otherwise enjoy. Now, let's go back over here to the book of Matthew once again. I want to read these verses. Remember now, we read Luke chapter 8 where Jesus said, it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. All right. Now then you come to the 6th chapter of Matthew and you see Jesus saying in the 32nd verse, your heavenly Father knows you have need of all these things. You have need of mm-hmm. them. Well, I just don't need much. God said you did. And here's the thing, Glory. God intends for us not to just have enough to get by. Or he doesn't intend for us to have a whole lot and hold it all for ourselves. No. His idea is to have more than enough and more than enough to help everybody in sight. I mean, you become a focus point, a focal point of the blessing of the Lord out to be blessing the whole generation you're born in. That's the way he's got it.
That's the word for it.
Then he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, the right way to get things done, the right way to think, the right way to believe, the right way to act, the right way to talk. You talk heaven's talk. You think heaven's thoughts. Mm-hmm. You remember when God said in the book of Isaiah, the 55th chapter, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Let the wicked man forsake his thoughts. So yeah. Forsake means turn your back on. Turn your back on what you've been thinking. And God is saying, come on up here and think my thoughts with me. They're big thoughts. Yeah. Amen. They don't have any lack in them. Now,
here's a scripture. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure.
His pleasure.
To give you the kingdom.
And the 35th Psalm says he takes
pleasure. That's where
pleasure. He gets pleasure. The 35th or the 37th Psalm. He takes pleasure
in
the prosperity of his servants.
I want him to have pleasure.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Well, now, why does he take pleasure in that? Don't you take pleasure in the prospering of our children? Why, yeah. Particularly when our children begin to help other people with which what they prosper. And as that's pleasurable. You've never really had any fun until you become a giver. That's when life gets good. Amen. Now, in the seventh chapter, look here. Verse 7. Ask, it shall be given you.
Yes, amen.
Seek, you shall find. Knock, and it will be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives.
Everyone.
He that seeketh finds. To him that knocks, it shall be opened. For what man is there of you whom if his son ask bread would give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish and give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give you good things to those that ask Him? Now, of course, we ask in faith. How do you do that? You take these words of Jesus and you say, Jesus said that. Now, I'm asking according to this. But yeah, it isn't working. Well, I don't understand. Jesus said this. I don't know why God doesn't do it. Don't ever do that, because He's the one that said it. Now, He does His part. He always does His part. It's not in the giving part. It's not in the answering part. It's not in the opening part. It's in the receiving part. It's in the knowing of the mysteries of the kingdom of God. You know, yesterday we talked about research in physical laws to learn how those laws work.
Yeah.
Gloria, a 727 would have flown just as good in 1814 as 2014.
Nobody did the research.
Nobody knew how to build it. They didn't know how to make the thing work. It's impossible.
They didn't have the concept.
No. And
this is where we get the concept.
This is where it is.
Prosperity, right
there. In the spiritual realm, this is spiritual law. But, Gloria, it's hidden. It's not hidden from us. It's hidden for us. We're the ones to whom it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
You remember, I may have said this earlier, but yesterday or sometime, but do you remember when we were broke?
Oh, yeah, you were talking about that day before yesterday.
And we were living in that little house with early Goodwill furniture.
We didn't know how to change it.
No, we didn't.
We didn't understand tithing.
We didn't know we were supposed to change it.
We didn't understand tithing. We didn't understand not living without debt. What is that? I mean, I don't understand all
that. Ken's mother gave him a New English translation of the scripture, which I'd never seen. That was way back there, you know. And I saw the things she had written in it. Ken, he was her only child, by the way. Ken Precious. It said, this is what she wrote.
I'm no longer precious? Is that what you're saying?
No. You grow more precious as the days go by.
Forgive me.
But Ken Precious, she said, she wrote the front. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to
you. We needed things.
We needed a man, did we?
Big time.
We needed things. We didn't have any. We had an old car. We had an old house furnished in early Goodwill and odds and ends.
All of it.
We had debt.
All of it in debt.
And I thought, man, look at that. Seek ye first and all these things. That's what we needed was things.
Now, when you did that.
It helped me.
When you saw that.
Mm-hmm. Life,
now, you'd heard that scripture before that. I had too.
Yeah, but I hadn't gotten
Revelation. But when you saw it, it sparked faith.
It did.
There was a knowing came. Mm-hmm. You mean to tell? Yeah. Oh, I don't know how to do it. I don't know what to do. I don't know anything about this. But I found out it's available. And that's when we began seeking it.
We began to increase.
And it began to open. Now, this happened just recently. I'm seeking the Lord. Let's go over. There's a scripture in the book of Romans. Let's take a look at this in the 8th chapter of Romans. And in the 6th verse, for to be carnally minded, mm-hmm. You don't have any spiritual thought. You don't have any spiritual. You don't know the mysteries of the kingdom of God is death.
Yeah, the curse, in other
words. It leads you. There are ways that seem right, but they're ways of death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. Mm-hmm. And so as you begin to seek first the kingdom of God and His way of being and doing right, His way of functioning in the kingdom of God, in heaven's rules and laws.
That's right.
Then as you begin to have insight, you begin to find out what to think, what happens. You renew your mind. You start seeing things in a different light.
Well, listen to the next scripture. For to be carnally minded is death. You could say to be carnally minded is poverty. To be carnally minded is sickness.
Well, that's what he's talking about, the laws of death.
Yeah. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That's where abundance is. That's out from under the curse. Life and peace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. That says it.
Now, look at the 26th verse then. He came off of that, and now he's telling us things about being spiritually minded.
Mm-hmm.
Or thinking God's thoughts after Him.
Yeah.
Look at that 26th verse. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. What do you mean I don't know what to pray for? God, I'm hurting. I know what to pray. No. All you know how to do is just scream and holler, I'm hurting. But that won't change anything. I came up here one day, I was right in that house right there in the living room, and I cried out to God, oh God, this ministry has to have $1 million. I've got to have $1 million now. This thing is, the bills are due. Gloria, I'd been in that room for almost 3 days seeking God's wisdom. I heard it right in here that third day. You don't need $1 million. I said it out loud. I said, what? You could have fooled me. No. He said, you don't need $1 million. He said, you've got a spiritual problem in your ministry. If I gave you $1 million, that problem would eat it up before you even got anything paid for. And you'd be back in the same problem you're in now. See, I got a mystery on my hands. Hmm. What? See, I said, okay, I open my mind right now, and I open my heart to you, sir. Reveal it to me.
Amen.
Gloria, I heard it. I heard it back. It had been a couple of 3 years before. I heard a direction that the Lord had given me. I heard that word just as plain. I heard myself say, yes, sir, I'll take care of that. I will do that. It was the instructions about tithing the ministry and not just us personally. My rationale was, well, all that ministry money belongs to God in the first place. You know what he came back at me with?
What?
What do government employees do? Do they pay taxes? I said, yeah. He said, well, all the money they get belongs to the government. I saw it. I said, yeah. This whole ministry, everything we have. He said, you're missing out here because he said, there is something I want to do with the tithe of the income of this ministry. There's certain direction that I want that top 10% to go.
He could have said, is that increase?
Yeah.
We tithe on our increase.
Yeah. And I saw it and I said, oh yes, Lord God, I see it. But I let it slip and I didn't do it. Well, then I was sitting over here and I heard it again. I said, Lord, we're going to do that today. And I got on the phone and I called. I said, listen, here's what we're going to do. And I'm telling you, it just snapped out of there. Just financially, it just snapped out right then and there. Praise God. But see what? That was a mystery in the kingdom of God. But when I inquired and I did my spiritual research about it, and then I saw where the problem was, removed that problem, the $1 million was no problem. That wasn't a problem in the first place. Disobedience was the problem. Now,
that's true.
Here's what I liken this to. This word helpeth our infirmities. The word helpeth there, the Greek word translated help, is three words put together. It makes a big long word. Takes hold together with us against our infirmities. He takes hold together with us. And then he went ahead to say, you need to inquire of him and find out how to pray as you ought about this. He takes hold. Well, I can tell, and so can you, when we're praying, we know the word and we're praying, but there's something out of line here.
Not connected.
He's not taking hold together with me in this, and I know it. And I'm inquiring of you, sir, what's happening here? I've all my life I've been mechanically minded. I like to nuts
tear
and bolts and put them back together.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to tear them apart. My mother would not allow me to have any kind of a radio or anything in my bedroom when I was little. I'd take them all apart. I'd go, and the parts would be laid. I couldn't get them back together.
No, that was the only problem.
That was a problem with it. Now, later I did learn a little bit about that. But I liken this to you've got a bolt that goes in this hole, and you know it goes there. And it's way up under here, and you can't see it. You're having to feel with that thing. And you got it in that hole, but the threads are not taking hold. So I know the thing's not going in there straight. It's off, and it's crooked, and it's not making it right. What's the matter with this?
Okay.
Now, right here's where a lot of times people cuss. You don't want to curse the thing. Bless it.
No.
You don't want to. That's the way it does in the spirit. That was happening to me.
That's a good illustration.
That was happening to me just recently. And I was seeking that. Got up early. Hmm. And you were sitting there watching Trina and Mark.
Hankins.
So I sat down there to watch. Trina was giving her testimony about an asthma attack that hit her. And I had some stuff in my chest. And I was praying and so forth and doing the things I knew to do and was progressing. And I'd asked the Lord that morning. I said, Lord, I need to know the words to speak to that thing.
That's good.
I walked in there and I'm sitting there listening to Trina, and she said, the Lord said, speak to that spirit of infirmity. Beep! It clicked right then. I knew what it was. And I grabbed your hand, and you put your hand over there, and I spoke to that spirit of infirmity. Glory to God.
Yeah.
I immediately, even though the physical part of it didn't immediately change,
You took it.
There was a brightness came.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Hope. I knew I had it. He took hold together with me.
Yeah, he did.
Right then, there's hope. There's light in the land of Goshen. Glory to God. Don't quit. Don't give up.
No.
You stay on the Word
Get
of God.
Get the right words
Glory
and say
and
it.
Glory, and I'll be back in just a minute.
That's good.
God has promised you every good thing in life to enjoy. Health, family, friends, work, and recreation. Live a satisfied life and enjoy every blessing God has for you. The How to Enjoy Life package, three powerful teaching resources, will help you achieve wellness, spirit, soul, and body, and fulfill your purpose in God. The teaching series, How to Get Well, Stay Well, and Enjoy Life by Gloria Copeland, encourages you to take hold of God's promises for your well-being by faith. Live every day healthy, strong, and full of faith. The book Walking in the Realm of the Miraculous by Kenneth Copeland teaches you to experience miracles as a regular part of your life. Live in the supernatural and walk in love. The mini book Enjoy Life, Keep Your Faith Current by Gloria Copeland shows you how to become living proof of the living God. Abundant life is yours. Get well, stay well, and enjoy life to the fullest. Get well, stay well, and live life to its fullest. Order the How to Enjoy Life package on CD for $17.99 or DVD for $29.99, a savings of 20%. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call us toll free. Three powerful teachings from the Copelands that'll help you live in the moment, reach your full potential, and make the most of each and every day. For an additional 10% off, order your package online.
Now, you remember when we read this scripture a few moments ago, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Now, you instinctively you say, well, let's pray. I don't know what to say. That's important.
Yeah,
you don't just make up something. You go to the Word of God. You find out what God has already said about it. Then you say what He says, and that's when the answer comes.
You call that getting words.
Yes. Here it is. Here's the word concerning receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you shall confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, He told you right there what to say. And believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, He told you right there what to believe.
Yeah.
You shall be saved.
There you have it.
Yeah, but shouldn't that... No, that, there it is right there.
But you don't know what I did.
That's what to say and what to believe.
That's all it
That
takes.
Covers everything you did and everything you were. Mm-hmm. For the whosoever...
That would be...
Believes on Him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord
leaving
shall be
saved. Leaving nobody out. Hallelujah.
Don't go another second without accepting Jesus. Pray this prayer with glory.
Okay.
Oh God in heaven. I believe with all my heart. You raised Jesus from the dead. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I repent of sin. I renounce the devil and everything he stands for. I renounce the past. And you are my future, sir. Thank you. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
I receive.
I take him. I'm a believer.
I'm a Christian.
I'm born again. Spirit filled. Hallelujah.
And blessed.
Give the Lord praise for it.
Hallelujah.
Now, right quick before we leave, I want to send you this little book, free and postpaid, about how to study the Bible. It's very simple. How to get in here and begin to grow and get strong and prosperous.
Amen.
We'll see you tomorrow. Remember this.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus did it all for you. Request your free salvation package today at kcm.org and learn more about your new life in Christ. Let God's grace abound toward you and live in the blessing.